Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Welcome.
I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in, too.
To 45 RPM.
We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch-up, okay?
And your host, author.
It's only good on the first page.
Humorist.
I'm gonna think of a joke if it takes me all week.
Grammy-nominated songwriter.
No more noise.
And award-winning broadcast personality.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story.
Scott Edward Phelps.
The best for less.
He knew the bride, I knew the bride, pretty much everybody in the high school graduating class knew the bride one way or the other.
Not to me. That's nice. Say no more.
That's not nice.
Dignity. Always dignity.
Nevertheless.
Just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps and welcome to 45 RPM, 60 minutes saluting.
Yay!
The historic and sublime speed of sounds, 45 revolutions per minute, and the vinyl where those memories were mastered. The 45 single. Marriage. The dictionary defines it as the legally or formally recognized union of two people as partners in a personal relationship. Historically, and in some jurisdictions specifically, a union between a man and a woman. Or, as many a man has believed through the years, pretty much the symbolic, if not literal, end of I knew the bride, Nick Lowe, the once-upon-a-time husband of country chanteuse Carlene Carter, and a formidable British rocker in his own right, well known for a song offering up that kindness was not all that desirable.
Cruel to be kind in the right measure. Cruel to be kind, that's a very...
Meanwhile, back at the altar, that's what this show is all about. It's I Now Pronounce Thee. Songs about weddings, marriage, union. We might even throw in a little D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
It's just the natural cycle of things. Barbara Ann and Rosalie Hawkins and their cousin Joan Marie Johnson, all from New Orleans, started singing together in grade school. Originally, they started out as Little Miss and the Muffets.
There's one thing I'm known for. My muffin.
No, Muffets, Betty. Not muffins. God bless. They changed their name, and in 1964, a song that Phil Spector, Jeff Barry, and Ellie Greenwich had written originally for the Ronettes became a top of the charter.
What?
No, chart topper.
That's so much better.
There you go. It started their career, and symbolically, I guess, illustrates the beginning of the hopefully fruitful marital tradition, the Dixie Cups.
Go into the chapel and we're
at 45 RPM.
Gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Oh,
just the same old, same old. 45 RPM.
I need cash and lots of it.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big tough man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But then
that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about
Johnny and June, Miss and Mrs. Cash and their mutual love letter. Not actually sure whether they're talking about Jackson, Mississippi or Jackson, Tennessee.
I don't know.
Either way, here's the thing. Did you ever notice you never saw Johnny Cash and Mr. Ed together?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Hey!
I'm just saying.
I know!
Hi, this is Tony Barrow. I was the Beatles press officer back in the 60s, and you're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
February 11, 1965, Ringo Starr married Maureen Cox.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
A producer by the name of Chuck Segal wrote a novelty song from the viewpoint of a girl who feels sad and not just a little jealous of the woman Ringo's marrying and wants him to know she wants to kiss him goodbye before the wedding.
Bye-bye.
Penelope Ann Penny Valentine, at the time, was a 22-year-old British music journalist and TV personality. And because she was, as has been said about her, the first woman to write about pop music as though it really mattered, she became, for a while, the most influential reviewer of new pop singles in all the UK.
Ding, ding, ding!
What do we have for her, Johnny?
We checked it out and can't find any documentation of her review of this love letter to Ringo, though. And we're thinking a lot of that may be due to the difficulty Penny Valentine would probably have in objectively assessing the performance of I Wanna Kiss Ringo Goodbye, as sung by,
wait for it,
Penny Valentine at 45 RPM.
Yesterday, I had something to live for.
Yesterday,
I could stand up tall and reach for the sky.
Ringo got married.
walking down the aisle, standing by his side. Why couldn't it be me to hear the other Beatles playing Here Comes the Bride? Can it be I'll get over this heartbreak? Someday when the sun is gone from the sky, until that far tomorrow, help me to hide my sorrow. Ringo, Ringo, got married. Ringo, Ringo, got married. I want to kiss Ringo goodbye. Please let me kiss Ringo goodbye. Ringo, I want to kiss.
A lot of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, man, you do that pretty good.
In his 25-plus year career, Elvis recorded a whole plethora of songs good for use at weddings, bar mitzvahs, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
A little something for every bride and groom, the kind that have a sense of humor.
I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you.
You want to ramp up the ah factor, you gotta definitely go with this one.
Love me tender. Love me sweet, never let me go.
This is straight ahead and affectionate.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
If you're choosing Elvis songs for a wedding, though, you might want to stray away from this one.
You saw me crying in the chapel.
What a buzzkill that was.
And just walk away from Hound Dog Man. But if the theme of the wedding is Enchantment Under the Sea, or at least Enchantment in Paradise, you can't do any better than this. The King, honey, at 45 RPM.
This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing. This is the moment of sweet aloha. I will love you longer than forever. Promise me that you will leave me never. Here and now, dear, all my love I vow, dear. Promise me that you will never. I will love you longer than forever.
Oh, listening to 45 RPM this time around. I now pronounce the songs about weddings, good for weddings, marriage, brides, grooms, assorted other matrimonial.
What?
Assorted other matrimonial musical moments. Time for a guess who.
Guess who?
Who are you?
Who?
What the hell's that?
Who are those guys?
Who is this?
All right, as always, I'm not going to tell you who it is. That's kind of essential to make the whole guess who thing work.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
I will tell you that you're going to immediately recognize the reggae feel, man. And so naturally, you're going to be inclined to start thinking, hey, reggae artists, could it be... Yeah, don't go there. Because there's going to be a plot twist. Or should I say there's going to be a twisted plot.
Okay, that's enough for this week.
Check it out and stand by for the who. Mm-hmm. No, not the band. Who's doing this? Pay attention at 45 RPM.
All right, let's start the wedding. Ring the bell. All right, who's the wife guy got the bell? You, Henry?
Not me.
You, Harry?
Not I.
You, Bernardo?
I don't got the bell.
Somebody passed for the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. And no one can get married.
Who got the ding dong? Who got the bell? Who got the ding dong? Who got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Ah, Bernardo, you found the bell. It's a nice, play the bell. That's not a bell, that's a piccolo. Ah, that's a bell. Now let's limbo. All right, who's the wise guy got the limbo for? You, Henry?
Not me.
Harry?
Not I.
Bernardo?
I don't got the ball.
Somebody best go the limbo for. Somebody best go the limbo for. Somebody best throw the limbo pole so we can dance the limbo.
Who got the limbo? Who got the pole? Who got the limbo? Who got the pole?
Somebody stole, but nobody told. Somebody best throw the limbo pole.
La 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 la.
Ah, Bernardo, you found the pole. Ring the bell, not the piccolo, the bell. What again? Henry?
Not me.
Harry?
Not I.
Bernardo?
I don't got the bell.
Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. And no one can get married.
Who got the ding dong? Who got the bell? Who got the ding dong? Who got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell. Somebody bad stole the wedding bell. All right, you wise guys, fool around with the ding-dong and the pole and the whole thing. If you don't cut it out, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? You know?
What?
I'm going to stop the wedding.
So you think you figured out who it is?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Somebody like Bob Marley, Jimmy Cliff, right?
Yeah.
Actually...
Wrong.
Not a reggae man at all, but a fellow who knew his way around the pop dance floor in the 60s, Chubby Checker.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
We know they're right when they say we're not ready, but all we care is how we feel right. Go ahead just the same, prepared to take the blame. We'll run away and get married anyhow. They warned us that we can't live on love forever, but we just tell them we'll get by somehow.
Coming up, that Hanukkah guy ramps up the awe factor even higher than Elvis. Aww. That one-of-a-kind pop voice sings one from the days when wampum didn't automatically cause a...
What the f***?
A guess who you could never guess in a million years. And a catchy wedding classic from Gunther. No, not that guy hopelessly in love with Rachel.
Put the mouse back in the house.
All of that and more when I Now Pronounce Thee returns.
They ran away.
To be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
Is this a kissing book?
Humorist.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
Grammy nominated songwriter.
You have to imagine it, sung by three chickens.
Toy rifle enthusiast. A zealous advocate for pocket change.
Climate change.
Climate change. And award-winning broadcast personality.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are those guys?
There once was an Indian brave by the name of Yellow Hand. He fell in love with a maiden known as White Sand. They vowed the love would last forevermore. Then came the day that they had waited for. Yellow Hand brought her a golden feather. White Sand said a prayer for good weather. The ceremonial dance grew loud and strong. Then Yellow Hand began their wedding song.
Suddenly the snow came swirling down. They were lost, the trail could not be found. Their places in the skies, and the old ones still say when the snowflakes fly, if you listen close, you'll hear him cry.
Nice to have you along in this episode of 45 RPM, where we always push the musical envelope in a most delightful way.
In a most delightful way.
Yeah, I believe I said that. This time around, I Now Pronounce Thee. Songs about weddings, about marriage, mostly about weddings so far. Roy Orbison in a song that we debated around the production office for several days whether or not to include this song in this episode, because after all, it was a long time ago, and perspectives were different. As you might imagine, some people got their feathers kind of ruffled. One of our producers stepped up and tried to calm things down.
Let's bury the hatchet.
We smoke them peace pipe.
We tried to put it to a vote, but that didn't work. This is America, after all, where nobody can't not agree on nothing. Does that sound right?
No.
Finally, we simply put it in the hands of our standards and practices person who made a ruling.
It's racist. Now go put on that Indian chief costume I bought you.
You are listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
What you do with the ring is your business.
You can't afford no You can't afford no ring. I shouldn't be wearing white and you can't afford no ring.
Started out as the Dixie Chicks. One is left to ponder whether eventually they'll simply be known as the Chicks.
Oh, you're so funny.
And that track from a couple of albums back entitled White Trash Wedding, or as it's known in several Deep South red states,
uh-oh,
a wedding.
Don't bother phoning, we're sorry already.
Adam Sandler is a Saturday Night Live veteran, a film star of some renown, quite the goofball. But we mentioned earlier, when it comes to ratcheting up the aww factor in wedding songs, Adam right in there writing and singing and pitching from a movie prophetically titled The Wedding Singer, Adam Sandler at 45 RPM.
I wanna make you smile whenever you're sad, carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches, build you a fire if the furnace breaks. Oh, it could be so nice growing old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink, put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man who grows old with you.
More from my talented friend Scott Edward Phelps in a moment. This is former radio DJ, now podcaster, Erica Lee. And if you're tired of hearing the same songs over and over on the radio, check out my Forgotten Hits podcast series. or chill out with my yacht rock shows for that smooth rock of the 70s and 80s. Just go to Podomatic.com and search Erica Lee's podcast and be prepared to sing along.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Don't marry this guy. Don't do it.
If you happen to be among the many who are pondering whether to marry the railroad man or not marry the railroad man, some solid musical advice for you.
In song form.
Yes, indeed. From Shocking Blue. And if the group name doesn't ring a bell, how about a medley of their greatest hit?
Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire and your desire.
Oh.
Time for another Guess Who.
Guess Who.
I said in the intro there was no way that you'd ever guess who this is in a million, kabillion, quadrillion years. I don't say that arrogantly, I say it confidently, only because I know who it is, and I know that you've never heard of this person. At least not in this context. And by the way, as you listen to the recording, there's nothing wrong with your playback system. This is actually a demo that was made of the song that was written a number of years ago for an album that was never released. As quote-unquote professional demos go, it's pretty good, but the sound quality isn't up to what the finished recording would have been. That's not the point. The point is, I'm going to have fun playing it for you and knowing that you're not going to be able to tell who it is.
Newsflash, it isn't always about you.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it is.
I think you're better than me, huh?
Feel free to take a guess, though, and I'll tell you when it's done at 45 RPM.
Eyes filled with tears, mouthing the hymns and feeling my ears. Empty and lonely, left of the aisle, making the small talk, faking the smile. Will I speak now and attempt to release, or swallow the pride and hold on to my peace? Daddy's on.
working on things that I should have said. Flowers and rice and dressed up so nice. I'm dying inside, cause here comes the bride. Satin and lace and families in place. I'm aching to hide, cause here comes the bride. Here comes the woman who tore me apart. Soft on the eyes, but hard on the heart. She told me freedom was all she desired. She must have lied. Here comes the bride. He looks much old, she shines brand new. The dress is a borrow and I'm something blue. Dearly beloved, gather today. What God joins together blows me away. He takes my woman when she takes this man. Wishing a well wasn't part of the plan. I'm left in pieces and they become one. I now pronounce it over and done. Flowers and rice and dressed up some nice. I'm dying inside, cause here comes the bride. Satin and lace and families in place. I'm aching to hide, cause here comes the bride. Here comes the woman who tore me apart. Soft on the eyes but hard on the heart. She told me freedom was all she desired. She must have lied. Here comes the bride. And dressed up so nice. I'm dying inside, cause here comes the bride. Satin and lace and families in place. I'm aching to hide, cause here comes the bride. Here comes the woman who tore me apart. Soft on the eyes but hard on the heart. She told me freedom was all she desired. She must have lied. Here comes the bride.
Well, before he became an up-and-coming radio personality, he was an up-and-coming singer-songwriter. In fact, most of his career has been spent up-and-coming.
You've come close, mister, but no cigar.
And not coincidentally, his name rhymes with SCP.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Huh.
Because he... be me.
Now available on video cassette.
I don't know about that.
Not just the same old, same old. 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
There's nothing like the magic of marriage number one.
Well, whatever else he brought to the altar, he certainly brought personality.
Certainly.
It's Lloyd Price.
You're listening to 45 RPM.
And now for something completely different.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ooh, ooh, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I gotta be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Girls, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church or die. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, throw me out the door. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ooh, ooh, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass and get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church on time. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose that compass and get me to the church. Get me to the church.
What the hell was that?
From 1961 to 1963, a pre-Munster Fred Gwynne and fellow actor Joe E. Ross were stars of a goofball sitcom about police officers in New York City.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's doing Idle Wild.
Car 54, where are you?
And Joe E. Ross's character, Gunther Tootie? Well, every week, we heard Gunther exclaim,
"Ooh."
45 RPM. And...
Ugh, finally!
And finally, when Eagle Don Henley got married, he apparently wasn't happy or satisfied with any or all of the songs he listened to that might be good to be played at his wedding. Either that or from the get-go, he realized, hey, I'm Don Henley. I'm a pretty good writer myself.
Hello!
Indeed he is. At 45 RPM.
For my wedding, I will dress in black. Never again will I look back. Oh, my dark angels, we must part. For I've made a sanctuary of my heart. To want what I have, to take what I'm given with grace. For this I pray. On my wedding day, for my wedding, I don't want violins or sentimental songs about thick and thin. I want a moment of silence and a moment of prayer for the love we'll need to make it in the world out there. To want what I have, to take what I'm given with grace. For this I pray. On my wedding day, on my wedding day, well, I dream and my dreams are all glory and light. That's what I wanted for my life. And if it hasn't always been that way, well, I can dream and I can pray. On my wedding day.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time as lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
So what makes us any different from all the others who have tried and failed before us? Maybe nothing at all. But I pray we're the lucky ones. I pray we'll never fall. To want what we have, to take what we're given with grace. For these things I pray on my wedding day. On my wedding day.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that...